Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1672 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Charles Spurgeon, and it is, "A day hemmed in prayer is less likely to unravel." So today's nugget of wisdom is hemmed in prayer. Have you ever had one of those days where it seems to unravel before your very eyes? I know, I have had my share of them. Sometimes they come all at once. When life begins to unravel, where can we run? How do we start and end our day? I would recommend that you hem the beginning of each new day by allowing God's word to flow through you and seeking His face in prayer. When you establish the proper mindset at the beginning of the day, it will allow you to focus on what is most important in life. When you end your day with a prayer of gratitude for another day well lived, you hem in the day that might have otherwise unraveled. Why do we hem a piece of cloth? Well, we do it so it looks finished. We do it so it doesn't unravel. We do it so it doesn't fall apart. We hem fabric so that it is protected and the edges are secure. Our all-knowing God is doing that for our lives. He hems us in so that we have borders and those borders are protected. God hems us in so that we are secure and finished in Him. He hems us in, behind us, and before us. What an important truth to live. Remember, you are hemmed in today. The borders of your life are protected and secure because of our all-knowing and all-loving God. If your life has become unraveled, turn in prayer to the Master Tailor. He stands ready with needle in hand. God is prepared to put things back for you. All you have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Master hems you in through prayer. And our passage today is Psalm chapter 31, verses 1 through 5. O Lord, I have come to you for protection. Don't let me be disgraced. Save me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me. Rescue me quickly. Be my rock of protection, a fortress where I am safe. You are my rock and my fortress. For the honor of your name, lead me out of this danger. Pull me from this trap my enemy set for me, for I find protection in you alone. I entrust my spirit into your hand. Rescue me, Lord, for you are a faithful God. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,671 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcasting Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.